This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. What's happening out there? Is that your Black Rifle Coffee Company cup?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay. I was like, well, I know she had a Starbucks also.
It's water.
Oh, that's a good hydrating.
Yeah, hydrating.
Good idea.
Stays cold.
Good idea. Yeah. Good idea. Me and Paul were just discussing the fact that he, after he got off work yesterday, he ran down to opening day yesterday, right?
Yep, opening day.
Ponies. Did you go into Del Mar?
No, I didn't get into the track. Yeah,
You just went to the after party.
Yes.
Which I'm sure there was many of them all over. But isn't opening day the day they all wear all the crazy hats and the girls dress
yes.
up?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Did you put on a crazy hat?
No hat for me.
Why not? Yeah, he said it was very busy out there.
It was very busy.
Every place that you went, there was people all over.
Yeah.
But Paul told me, he said I was really good. I didn't drink much at all. Right?
Yep. I was good.
I was totally good. It's much easier to get up in the morning when you don't drink too much.
Yeah.
That's for
sure.
Got to
be ready for the show.
You know, it's all good to have fun, but we want to be sober when we get up in the morning.
Yeah.
Don't want to, or not hungover, I should say. One of those things. All good. So I hope opening day went well for everybody out there. And I'm sure plenty of people showed up. Like you said, it was crazy busy.
There was a lot of people having lots of fun.
It's always good to see though.
Yeah.
Yeah, people out and about, you know, all good stuff. Just a service amount announcements. Remember, if you're going to go out and have fun like that, please don't drink and drive.
Yep.
We don't need that. So you don't need a DUI and we don't need anybody getting hurt, injured or killed, so that's just a terrible idea. Uber is super cheap and just a great way to go. You can always go back and get your car tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that's true. Can.
Yeah, and that way you're alive and doing well. So, all good stuff. I see Over the Line. Oh, it's the final weekend of Over the Line, huh?
Oh.
Apparently. Oh,
I
won't be going there, but, you know,
no.
All good.
Yeah.
It's the final weekend. They were just showing it on KUSI up here on the news. So, good stuff. And, wonder if there's, I didn't look to see if there's any car shows going, but I'll have Brendan Google that stuff. He's our Google master.
Yeah.
So, and we'll find out if there is any car shows going on this weekend. So, I don't know. It's going to be a beautiful weekend out here in San Diego. I know part of the rest of the country is smoking hot. It looks like Phoenix has had 22 days of 110 plus degree temperatures. That is hot, my friend.
That is warm.
That is super warm. Make sure that you are hydrating well. Even at 95 degrees like we've had here in San Diego, you know, in the inlands like Escondido, El Cajon. Make sure you're hydrating well and being safe. And speaking of that, make sure your car is well hydrated. And that means that you've had it inspected and not having any cooling system or AC problems, right?
Yep.
That way you stay cool and your car stays cool and everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. That's what we prefer. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Give us a call. We'll talk about anything automotive related. So, been a busy week, huh? Cars all over the place, cars with issues, cars needing serviced, all kinds of good car stuff. As far as that goes. A lot of AC work this
week.
Lots of AC work. Our AC machines are getting put to the performance test for sure, as far as that goes. But we know how it's important to make sure that you're able to stay cool while in your car, because we have a lot of traffic here, and going home or to work, you often get in stop and go traffic, right?
Yep.
So you don't got any wind flow as you're going, as far as that goes. Today we're just talking a little bit about services needed for your vehicle. First and foremost, one of the things that I like doing this show is that 70% of vehicles on the road have been neglected and not serviced properly. That's a pretty amazing number, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, and that can include from one little minor thing to needing several major things on your vehicle as far as that goes. So it's very important to have your vehicle. And we usually say twice a year looked at by a professional properly. Good 40-point inspection as far as that goes. Now, that's no guarantee that having your vehicle inspected that something won't break on it. But it does help prevent a lot of these breakdowns as far as that goes. We see things coming up. We can see indicators of things, you know, such as a water pump that's got a slight trail leaking on it that you may not be seeing something on the ground, right? Then all of a sudden, you know, if it's not caught then, the vehicle ends up low on coolant, you end up overheating and doing other damage to it as possible. So that's why it's important. And, you know, cars do break. So I had an instance with, we had a gentleman brought his car in. We serviced it and all that. It was not in need of any cooling system services. And about a month later, he calls and says, "Hey, my car's leaking. What did you do to my car?" So we said, "Hey, you know what? Bring the car in. Let's look at it and see what's going on with it for sure. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you." So we get the car in, look at it. And the water pump and crossover pipe, actually the crossover pipe O-ring from the back of the water pump that's underneath the intake, it was leaking coolant. And just, you know, some things just fail. And then people say, "Well, why did it fail now?" And I say, "Well, why does anything fail anytime?"
It's true.
That's like, why does your washing machine stop working and the circuit board goes out in a home? I don't know, because it felt like breaking. But the point to that I'm making is, that's why it's important to have the vehicle inspected regularly. But all these things cannot always be foreseen. So we try to keep a good eye on it and good look at it. There you go. Hey, look, there's Dave Scott. If y'all remember him, he used to be the KOSI weather guy. He's there. Him and Bobby are at every place, some real cool music in Bellamy's in Escondido every Friday night.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's really good stuff. That's where he's at. He's in Bellamy's. So they're talking to him. Anyway, Tony Bennett passed away. That's what they're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
96. Years. Man, I would like to have that kind of thing. And lived his life to the fullest.
He lived very good life and was an amazing singer for sure. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's the kind of music that Dave and them play and sing, stuff like that. So it's good stuff. That's why they're talking to him about it. But just wanted to mention about Mr. Tony Bennett and that. Hey, can you Google to see if there's any car shows this weekend?
I did.
What do you got?
There's only a bunch of cars and coffee shows. One that's for a charity event is called the Summer Sizzle Car Show, which is today from 10 a.m. to 4 in National City. It's off of Transportation Avenue, and it is for the Mother Teresa Charities in Tijuana. $20 to pre-register, but that's pre-registration, so today's day of. It's $25 to put your car in there. But all the profits benefit the Mother Teresa Charities in Tijuana, if you guys are interested in going out to that. Otherwise, there's plenty of car shows next week and the following week.
What do you got next weekend?
Next weekend? No, I got to go read back. I'll be right back.
Okay.
That's the other page.
That's the other page. Yeah, probably not something. This weekend, the Comic-Con's going on, so that's the kind of the big thing in San Diego right now, this weekend for sure. If you're not going to Comic-Con, I would avoid downtown at all costs this weekend, because I'm telling you now, that's a zoo right there. There's just people all over the place, and you know, I don't want to be driving through a bunch of people and things like that. I mean, it's just not, you know, if you're not there for that, I don't know why you'd, but then
yeah.
Unless you stay away from that area of downtown, but the convention center area and all these folks are staying down there. There's a lot of people that fly in for this and everything. So there's a lot of people downtown. It's kind of their thing.
I've never been down there for Comic-Con.
You should go.
Yeah.
You should dress up as a superhero and go. Yeah. As soon as we get off the air, folks, we're going to find Paul a Superman costume with a cape or Spider-Man. And you can go.
You can be Auto-Man. Actually, get you a cape.
Auto-Man. It's super Auto-Man. Yeah. The cool thing about that is, though, some of those costumes I see pictures, like, they're amazing. Like, yeah, the people, they really are.
Oh, yeah. So it's like Hollywood quality.
Yep. If you enjoy that kind of thing, man, you should go check it out then. That's the big thing this weekend for sure. Just one of those things going on downtown.
Yeah.
Always some great stuff as far as that goes. So today, like I said, we were talking about a service your vehicle, and 70% of vehicles have not been serviced properly.
You know what we have been getting a lot?
What's that?
Is people coming in for AC diagnostics, and they have more Freon than they should because they're buying those cans.
And they're putting it in.
And they're putting it in. Yeah, oh. We had one that had almost 3 pounds in it. It took like 1.6.
Yeah, anyway. The more Freon you put in, it doesn't work better.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. And the problem with those cans is you can't tell, there's no gauges hooked to them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so you really, have no idea what you're doing. You're just adding Freon to your system.
Yeah. So, and it's a gas, so you can't see it, you know. You're just adding more. The whole thing is we got to pull it out and weigh it and recharge it.
To the proper amount.
To the proper amount.
To see if it worked, to find the problem. So, and I guarantee you, if you were adding Freon to your system just randomly, it wasn't working.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope that people don't go like, oh, I should just add some Freon to my AC system this year.
We had like three in some of the different stores.
That
like,
just that redid just kept, them?
They just wave.
But I mean, why were they putting Freon in them?
It wasn't working.
Oh, so
it still doesn't work. There's extra Freon in there. Yeah.
All right, well, I get it. But if it was working and you try to you overcharge a system that does work, it doesn't work then either.
Yeah,
because it doesn't put out cold air because now it goes all liquid almost, and sometimes it could damage the compressor when you do that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a terrible idea. Don't do that.
What's that rattling noise?
Oh, yeah, sounds like the rocks are trying to get out of the box. Yeah. Here we go. So, all right, real quick, let's grab Frank. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We're doing amazing this morning. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Listen, I'm getting a little older now. You guys were taking care of my my truck for me. And
yes, sir.
And the diesel, the big 98 diesel.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife's Kia, too. But when you did my wife's Kia last time, you guys changed the oil and you rotated my tires.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been changing the oil ever since. But I can't dip down there and do the tires. Are you guys still doing that with an oil change?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And they did that, all that AAA checkpoint.
Yeah. 40 pointer. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I think I'd like to have you guys do that again. My wife says it's tired of seeing me crawling around and having to help me get up.
And to be honest, I mean, the quality of oil we use and the cost is so low on it and there's hardly any labor involved that we charge for an oil service. So it's almost well worth it to get the vehicle also looked at to see if there's anything else going on, you know.
I'm going to try to see if I can get an appointment first thing in the morning so I can just sit there and wait for it because,
sure,
you know, needless to say, you guys went to Oceanside instead of Chula Vista.
Well, Paul will be in El Cajon if you call out there to set an appointment on Monday because Lance, the manager, is on vacation. I believe he's taking his little daughter's birthday, taking her to Disneyland or someplace like that.
Yeah, Disneyland.
Disneyland. So, but Paul will be out there running the store on Monday. So if you call him on Monday, he'll get you an appointment all set for that.
Yeah, I think I'll try that. The other question I had is on my diesel.
Yes,
I haven't changed the antifreeze on that now for, this is my fourth year that I've had it. And I don't know when they changed it when I bought it from the fella.
Yeah.
I have a couple of Crestone flushes. And I was thinking about putting them in there, warming it up and let it run for a while. Is it okay to leave it in there for like a week or so and then flush it out?
I wouldn't put it in.
No.
Not yet.
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah, you could put it in there. You run it. Then you need to drain it all out, flush it out, and then put new antifreeze in and 50-50 mix in. You can't leave it in for days. You got to do it as a service at the same time. That stuff does remove corrosion and everything else. By leaving it in there, it will start to eat up seals and everything else.
Clog the heater core, depending on what your car is.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a 98 Dodge diesel.
Yeah,
that's right. That's what I remember, 98.
Yeah, I would not, you cannot, you got to do it all in a service period time there. Same time, you can't leave it in there. You can, it'll cause problems though. Don't do that.
Yeah, on my 95, I used to drive it and, let it get good and hot and then come back in and dump it out.
That's exactly how you need to do it. Yeah, follow the directions on it, which I believe that's what it says to do. So if you're going to do that. Otherwise, when you bring it in next time, we can just do a complete coolant flush on it. And then we add conditioner and everything else to the system that keeps everything working well.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, guys, thank you so much. Stay cool today.
You too, Frank. Always good to hear from you. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Always good stuff. Good question. Always good to talk to Frank. He's out on his walk.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, I can tell the car's going by. That's why he gives us a call a lot of times when he's walking. We always appreciate everybody listening and while they're out doing their Saturday morning things. I get a lot of folks that tell me, like, hey, I listened to you on the way to work or whatever. So, and tell all your friends. We've been trying to get the message out that we've been over here on The Answer now for a little while. We popped over here right in the middle of COVID. That's when I met you, Hunter Brendan. Right in the middle of COVID.
Correcto mundo.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I knew you prior because, you know, I seen you on television and I see your face at different bus stops. Different
my face.
Yes, your wonderful face.
My wonderful face. Gee, thank you. But 760 was being sold and nobody was allowed in the studios. And these Answer folks called and said, hey, come over here, man. And we'll you can come in the studio and you can do your thing. And here we are. We ended up over here doing our thing. So I appreciate them. And I actually like being here. It's a good place to do radio for sure.
Yeah.
All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 AM and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Oh, yes. I was reading your little notes that you put up there. Thank you.
No problem.
No problem. Here to help. Always here to help. All right, folks, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group. And you know what? Go to westautomotivegroup.com and check out our new website. Just went live on Thursday. Have you looked at it?
No, I have not.
You must have been busy.
Yeah. I've been running around.
I've looked at it a lot.
Yeah.
Well, because we're just making sure with the website people that everything, they built a beautiful website for us, is really nice.
Yeah.
So, and it was time. I usually try to redo the website like every 3 to 4 years in that time, just because, well, technology changes, number one.
Yeah.
But number two, technology changes.
Number two, yes.
Well, and it just looks, they did a really good job. Oh, cool. So
I'll check it out.
And it was good because the folks that build the website for me, they're in Raleigh, North Carolina. The girl was so funny. She saw, this is one of the largest websites, you know, as far as, cause there's multiple pages and locations and all that stuff, you know, she said that not the largest that they've done, but one of the largest that they've done that we've worked so well together, like before launching it, because like they'd send me things, I'd look over and I'd be like, no, you need to change this, need to do this, you know, as far as these things, that she's like, when it launched, I felt like there was like not going to be many issues. Mm. And there's not. There's been just a couple little things we worked on, like a couple things like the contact pages or a couple things like that. It's like not all the information's coming through. As far as this goes, we need to add a couple more lines here or there for things. But all in all, it's amazing, beautiful website. So check it out for sure. But Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway. AAA approved and star certified up there in North County, Inland, taking care of folks for 30 years. That's where it all started at. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved out there in East County for over 10 years, taking care of folks out there. West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified in Central San Diego, right over there, taking care of folks over there for over 6 years. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and star certified for smog also, taking care of folks over there for over 4 years. Time flies, right, in the Golden Triangle. Yeah. Time really goes by fast, right? And then, of course, we have West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, our newest store, North County Coastal, right there. Matter of fact, from the parking lot, you can see the ocean. Kind of a trippy thing.
Yeah, it's a really nice store. I like it there.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, the temperatures are lower, so yeah. That's why you like it there.
Yeah.
And Paul's a surfer, so he's one of those people. He's got to be close to the water.
I got to be near the body of water.
I got to be near the... over there for, a few months now and going on. But that store was just a no-brainer to become part of the West Automotive Group because it's been there 30 years. It's got a great reputation. So that's why we decided to... I was like, this is perfect to fill in right there. So... works out well, and was happy to add it to the group. So now that we're five strong throughout San Diego County to take care of you for sure. All of the West Automotive Group employees, me, myself, everybody, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in and have your vehicle service repaired or diagnosed by a qualified professional. And we're here to help. So, you can jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get your appointment. And servicing, as far as general servicing and a way to prevent a lot of issues with your vehicle is get it in twice a year. Like I say, have us do our 40-point with it, rotate the tires on most vehicles, as long as they're cars or light-duty pickup trucks. It is included in the oil change. Have the 40-point done, get it looked at really good, and try to stay on top of things with it. You can also budget things as you see them coming, for sure. We're also proud to offer at the West Automotive Group 6 months no interest for your vehicle service or repair needs on all approved credit. But if you have any concerns with your vehicle, check engine light, transmission issues, leaks, etc., let's get it in and get it diagnosed properly. The best money ever spent on any repair is spent on the diagnosis by a qualified technician at a quality facility. Will save you tons of dollars in the long run, for sure. So get your vehicle in, westautomotivegroup.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, and we send out little tips throughout the week and cool stuff. Then come the holidays, then my social media people send out cool little holiday things. You can also, on westautomotivegroup.com, click on Automan segments, where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5. And you can also click on Auto Talk Radio, where we post all of these shows right afterwards. Just good stuff. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. That's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. And pick up our podcast if you like, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in. Just go to one of those and put in the Answer San Diego Weekend, and you can find Auto Talk Radio right there. So... or you can log on to The Answer and listen live, too. You can do whatever you like, because we're all over the place. So, good stuff, as far as that goes. Let's grab Mike real quick. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, Brian?
Oh, another day in paradise.
Oh, you're killing me, man.
It's got to be nice and warm in Ohio right now, right?
Yeah, actually, the humidity's went down. It's not too bad now. It's lower 80s, so...
Oh, yeah. That's good temperature. But you are more humid than we are, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's going to build back up here this next week, I guess. But, yeah, for now, it's not too bad. Hey, I had a question real quick on a 2012 Tiguan, VW Tiguan.
Ugh.
It's a four... it's a four-motion, four-wheel drive.
Uh-huh.
Have you... done many of those at all?
Yeah, actually, I have a technician that works for me that in Escondido that has one that's four-wheel drive, and just like that, and also a diesel.
No, it's not a Tiguan. He doesn't have a Tiguan, does he? Sure?
Yes, he does. That gray thing, that four-door gray thing, and he's got off-road tires on it.
Oh, I was thinking it was a different one.
No.
It's the one that's a Cayenne.
No, yeah.
Is that a Tiguan?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So what do you got going? Is yours, is it gas or diesel?
It's gas. ESI, but it's the turbo that I'm getting to. The turbo and manifold assembly all is one.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to know is there, everybody and their brother, VW Tech, I was talking to Master Tech up here at White Allen, says the bevel box has to be removed to take that out. I'm thinking it doesn't look that bad to where I have to drop that, but I'm just wondering if I absolutely have to get to the cooler lines, I guess, or the feed line.
You know what? I've been down some of these before, not that specific car, but right. If he's done them and he's saying that it needs to be done, then I'm going to tell you something. You'll probably get to a point where you're like, oh, that's why they removed that. That's usually, in all seriousness, you know, I mean, that's usually what happens. So every now and then, though, you are right. There are times that in the manuals and things that it says, you know, you got to remove this, and you think, oh, I don't need that. And it doesn't need to be removed. You know, they just came up with something extra. So but I would if he's saying you do and he's done a bunch of them, you probably do.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, I mean, a flat rate technician, you know, I mean, I'm sure trying to cut, you know, corners where he can. And if he says that, yeah, you got to do it, then, I mean, if there's a way around it, he would have said so, I imagine. But just looking at it, it doesn't look that like you really have to. I mean, maybe the feed lines, maybe you can't, I don't know. But everything's exposed. Everything's accessible. That's what I don't get. But
yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah, but he would not be removing that if he didn't have to. That's for sure. I totally agree with you on that. So, if he's saying you got to remove it to get it out, you probably do. So one of those it'll be an I see moment. I've had those before. Like you get three quarters away with it out, and you're all, oh, now I see.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm doing this on the ground too, jack stands and all that jazz. I mean, they've got tables there and the dealer. They've got a different way of, the strategy, but I'm just wondering like I say, it doesn't look that bad, but I don't know. Well, it won't any gotchas, but looks like I may run into it if I don't take it out. But anyway,
probably will.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. I guess that's all I had.
All right, brother. Always good to talk to you, man.
Yes, you as well, man. Hopefully just make it out there someday. I've never been to San Diego, so I got to get out there.
Come visit.
I've never been to San Diego, but it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's a great place to live, and a lot of people come here to vacation.
Yeah.
I kind of live in a vacation spot, I guess.
I know. Dirt biking and sand railing and everything else. So, yeah, one of these days. It's on my bucket list.
You got it, brother. Hey, have a great weekend, man. Be safe.
Hey, take care, man.
You too. Bye. Always good stuff.
Yep.
That is a good point, though.
I didn't hear what he said, though. Take off what? He's bubble box?
Yes.
What is that?
Now I forgot. Now that you
sorry.
The name of it. But anyway, there's often things on cars that, you know, it looks really simple until you get to a point that you're like, oh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think I could sneak this. Oh, no, I can't. So, and I'm sorry, during all this, talking about heat and humidity and all this stuff, these people are crazy. Have you ever been to Death Valley?
Yeah.
In the wintertime. That's when I go out to Death Valley. We do a lot of motorcycle riding out there.
Yeah, I take my Jeep out there.
There's some dude in a Darth Vader suit that ran a mile in 128 degree temperature.
I was going to say my friend, I just saw on Facebook.
That was your friend?
No. I had a friend who was next to the thermometer. It said 133. I'm like, how are you not melting right now?
Well, they drive out. And your poor car, that's where I was getting ready to get. Let me tell you something. You're out there running the AC full blast. It's 133 degrees. That car is trying to keep itself cool no matter what it does, man. It's hard on the tires, too, by the way.
Yes.
it's super hard on the tires. So I've seen. But, folks, you need to hydrate well if you're going out there. Somebody this last year died in Death Valley from heat. So as far as that goes, too much. So anyway, just a public service announcement as far as that goes. All right, we're going to take our last break real quick. And Bodie and John, hold on. I'll be right back to get you. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 AM and 96.1 FM in North County. We will be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. Mr. Paul Collins is here co-hosting with me.
Yep.
Over there taking selfies of himself.
I don't know how to do it.
What are you going to do with those? See those? Now I'm going to be like, there's Paul with his headphones on and Instagram. Yeah. Actually, if you see his posting, it's because I took the picture for him because he don't know how to take a selfie.
I don't.
Don't feel bad. I don't do that.
Yeah, anymore. I don't either. Like,
this is the weirdest thing. Why would you do this?
I feel weird, too.
I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm better at just taking pictures. It's all good. All good. So, hey, it's going to be a beautiful weekend out there. Your car wants to get out. Get your tin Lizzie and your hoopty out on the road and make it run.
Yep.
Of course, doing the speed limit. While you're totally sober, not drinking and driving. Those things are very important for sure. Anyway, all good stuff. Do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there when it comes to batteries, no question about it. If you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and we will get you in and get an Interstate installed for you. As far as that goes, if you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University Avenue. They are the number one technician recommended battery in the world. So if you need a battery for your vehicle, get an Interstate installed. All good stuff. All right, let's grab John in Lemongrove real quick. What's happening, John?
Oh, good morning. Last week, we got sidetracked. You were going to talk about the five sounds your car makes that you should never ignore.
Correct. That's funny because I get sidetracked a lot. Everybody calls in, and we actually, to be honest with you, we write a show every week, but I love talking to people, so I'd rather folks call in, so that's how we end up getting sidetracked. But there's a lot of different sounds. Grinding from your front wheel, possibility of wheel bearing falling off. Actually, we touched on it a bit because I was talking about sounds like when I'm standing in a parking lot and a car drives by, and I'm like, oh. So some of them are like a belt noise squeal, which is can be a bearing or a component such as a water pump bearing or something like that failing, alternator. There's all kinds of great noises that come from cars. Chirps from the front wheels that can often be, or rear indicators for brake pads. And we all get tuned into those if you work on cars all the time and you just hear them and you know what they are. And that's kind of what the show was about last week.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense?
Yes, it does.
Did you have any sounds that you specifically wanted to talk about?
No.
Are your cars treating you well this week, John?
Yes, so far.
There you go. There you go. Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, we really appreciate you listening, man, and giving us a call. Was there any other automotive questions you had?
Oh, well, something I've noticed is... there's a lot of cars out there. Their headlights work fine, but they have no taillights. And you see them on the freeway and surface streets. People don't take the time to just walk around their vehicle and make sure their lights are working. Something that really...
Really
irritates me.
Well, and you know what? Just so you know, some of the stuff that happens, there is a little bit older cars, some of the first ones that had daytime running lights or daytime headlights, there was an actual spot you could turn that on, and it doesn't necessarily turn on the taillights on those. Now, all newer cars turn on the... If you do that, it turns on the lights, etc. If you put it on automatic... But some of those daytime running light ones that initially came out didn't turn the taillights on. It just turned on the headlights. So that may be what they're doing, and they don't realize it because they can't. Obviously, you don't see the back of your car, you know? So, and the headlights are on when it gets dark. So that's a possibility, right?
Yeah, sometimes you see them, like the rental cars are driving and the daytime running lights are on. It's not the headlights.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. People don't know their cars, correct. So, but that is a good point. And one of the things that's extremely important twice a year, we also check all those bulbs for you. You know, you get your vehicle in and have it looked at. So you should be having your vehicle looked at least twice a year. And in that case, it's not a bad idea every now and then to turn your headlights on, know how they turn on and walk around the vehicle, you know, at dusk and make sure that everything's working on your vehicle, right? Because that way people can see you out there and it'll keep you and your family safe.
Absolutely.
Great, great point. Thanks for that. That's almost like a public service announcement, John. Good job.
That bugs me too, though, when I see lights out too.
Yeah, it's lights out in a tire that's low, because I can see tires that are low driving down the freeway, and I think to myself, you're not checking your tires every so often. You should take a good look at your tires, and if you get familiar with your vehicle, you can tell when a tire looks low. So, but you also should check the pressure on your tires at least once a month. Unless you have tire pressure monitoring system that works really well, then you can, that's checking your tire pressure. You just push the button on your dash and it'll tell you.
Or a little light comes on and says, hey, check me.
Check me. That's right. So, two good things to make sure you're safe with. Your tires and your lights are very important. And also remember, as we come to the end of summer, replacing wiper blades, that because the sun is going to destroy them over this period, and you're going to need them when it starts raining in the winter here at least. So good points for sure. You there, John?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess I'm done.
Okay, gotcha. Well, it's always good to talk to you, and I appreciate the call.
All right. And
great stuff. Have a safe, wonderful weekend, my friend.
Okay. I'm waiting to hear what Bodie has to say this morning.
Yeah, we're going to get to him just shortly here in a sec.
All right. Bye now.
Bye now. Take care, John. Bye-bye. John's been a longtime listener also, so good stuff. Real quick, before I jump to Bodie, there was a gentleman calling in just a second ago. Sorry, Brendan's out of the control room. Call back in just a couple minutes. We want to definitely get your call. So I saw it ringing on the calls account. But David?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, folks. This is the famous David from Garden Talk. What's up, brother?
Good morning.
Thanks. You pass me in the elevator, you're like, I'm calling in. I got a car problem. I was like, yeah.
I went out to my car this morning to go do radio, and I put in the key. I turned it, all the little lights came on, and nothing happened. Absolutely nothing. And I thought, oh, my battery's dead. Well, all the lights were on. So I turned off the key. I did it two or three times. I jiggled the automatic shifter, and then I turned the key again, and the car started up fine, and I made it to,
what year
to
making,
the radio station.
What year, make, and model are we discussing?
2002 Acura.
Okay.
Sounds like the gear shifter wasn't all the way in park.
That's what it actually sounds like. That could be it. Those also are very finicky with the alarm system on them.
Yeah.
Like sometimes if you don't disarm properly, that lock the car properly, they can also do that. And sometimes it takes a couple times to start it. So did you turn it off and try it again? Did it start when you left here?
Yeah, I stopped. I've stopped at a couple of stores, or one more stop on the way. It started right up, no problem. About once a month when I turn the key, it makes a horrible sound and doesn't start, and I have to turn it off and turn it back again, and then it'll start up fine. But it makes this horrible...
Like a clicking sound?
It sounds like a starter sticking.
Yeah, well, it could be a starter, or could have a battery that maybe heading its way south just a little bit, too.
Is it really loud?
It's not a clicking. It's not a bad battery clicking. It is more of a crashing type of a sound when I click the starter, that it makes a weird noise and doesn't start the car. But then the car will start up right away if I do it a second or third time.
It's got to be the starter.
Yeah, what's that gear called on the starter that goes out?
The Bendix.
The Bendix.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's sticking.
Yeah, if the Bendix isn't kicking out properly or sticking, it can make a weird noise and hit the face of the flywheel. And when it does that, it sounds really terrible.
It's really loud.
It's not good. Does not sound good, yeah. So we might have a starter going south.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Dave, I'm always here to help.
All righty. Take care.
You have a great weekend, man. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a great question, though, because that's probably what it is.
Yeah, especially if you said Acura, loud noise.
Probably the original starter, too.
Yeah, and those cars do have starters. They do fail.
Yep, they do, for sure. The gentleman that called twice now, Brendan is back. Brendan, are you over there now?
I can confirm.
Some other things down in the control room. So he's back at the control panel.
You could say that.
Call back. Call back. He'll answer the phone now. Well, the guy called twice.
I know. I noticed that when I looked at
it. That's okay. You're just fine.
Yeah.
Every now and then, you know, there's other electronic things that need to be handled here in the studio. And Brendan runs around kind of like a crazy man sometimes. There he is. You can get him now. All right. Let's see what Bodie's up to. What are you up to, Bodie?
Just living life very simply.
Very simply?
Simply, yeah.
Well,
nothing complicated going on.
Nice.
Sometimes I haven't seen someone in a while. We have to go for a drink or coffee, and they go, what's going on? I go, nothing, just living my life. And they go, like, isn't there some backstory somewhere? No. You want to spend 40 minutes backstory? And it's like, hey, here we are.
Here we are.
For the moment. So, I may have told you this joke is it's a generational joke. Young people may not get it. Is what happens when you cross a computer and a gorilla?
Oh no! What happens?
You get a Harry Reasoner.
Harry Reasoner.
You remember it used to be on 60 Minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So young people don't get that one.
It's how many years ago? What has it been since he'd been on 60 Minutes?
Oh, about 10 or 12.
Yeah, it's been a few, huh? For sure.
Yeah, it's been a few.
I wasn't sure who he was.
One of the stories they covered was this guy's laying in the hospital bed, and Harry Reasoner's sitting there. The guy's like, he's on a ventilator, and the guy's son and his wife are sitting there looking all depressed. And Harry said, you know, we were talking with the doctors, and they said, it would for a new lung transplant, it would be like almost $1 million. And the guy with a straight face looks at the camera and he goes, well, you know, I got a lot of good years left in me. There's a reason he made a face, you know, the camera guy tactfully panned away from his face, you know.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. So back to the real business here. Mm-hmm. 1999 CRV.
Okay.
The rear door latch, you know, it's got that little hook that goes into the locking mechanism.
Yes.
Sometimes I have to, like, 5, 6, 7 times to get it to close. I put a little WD-40 in there. Is that a mechanical problem?
Most likely, it's probably just worn is what it is. But when you put, we often use on those is spray lithium. And it gets down in there once, and it sticks better than like WD-40. And it stays there, so.
And it won't latch closed?
Yeah.
Like you try to shut it and it bounces back open? Is that what he means?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It'll just wear out after a while.
The latch is probably worn out, yeah. So, as far as that goes, and that's why they don't lock all the way when you do that, so then it pops the door back open.
Right.
So yeah, it's just tired like we are, Bodie.
Don't say that.
The good news is you can replace that thing. We can't really be replaced.
Stem cells.
No. Stem cells.
that's one of the answers, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, you know, they say in the Bible Moses lived 900 years. I don't think so.
I don't want to.
No.
I already feel aches and pains right now. Jeez, 900. That means I got like 850 more to go.
They're gonna hurt more.
For the love. That's not going to be good at all. I won't be able to get out of a chair. So, anyway.
The oldest living person was a French woman. She was 116. Mm. And when the interviewer asked her what was her secret, she goes, well, every lunch in dinner, I have a couple shots of brandy, and then after every meal, I have one cigarette.
There you go. Hey, man, you know, if you're doing something and it's working, you might want to stick with it.
Yeah, stick with it. And your other caller alluded on my I'm going to switch cars. 1997
Acura.
Acura, 2.2 CL.
Mm-hmm.
It happened yesterday, and it happened a number of months ago, and I can't remember if we spoke about this. Is I turn the key, all the lights in the dash come on. I hear the little clicking. I'm assuming it's something's engaging, uh-huh. and it won't turn over.
Okay.
And it just nothing. So I did it 3-4 times. I honked the horn. Headlights work. I opened it, closed my door, and in the back of my brain said, I think I had this happen before, and I opened and closed the passenger side door.
Mm-hmm.
I unlocked it, locked it, unlocked it, unlocked it, opened the door, closed it again. Car started up.
Yeah, that security system on those is a little funky sometimes on the older ones. I know that. I've seen that with them. So, and if you don't lock or unlock the vehicle properly, it sometimes will put it in anti-theft mode. So,
And is it possible I can get stuck and it won't start again?
Well, anything's possible. Cars break all the time, Bodie. So you know that.
But
I also would have the battery checked on it to make sure it's good. As long as the battery's good, no corrosion terminals are good on all that, then there only can be really probably two other things going on there. Either you're also starting to get a starter problem, which could go on like that for quite a while, or it is the security system like we talked about.
It depends
about.
On the click that he's hearing.
Correct.
A relay click, a starter click.
Yeah, it just depends on what that sound is exactly.
Okay, so the relay, what's it called, a relay door click?
No, the relay would be the security system on the thing, I believe.
Yeah, it depends on
how it's wired in.
Or starter
relay could
be
also, yeah, it just depends. The sound will be imperative to knowing what it is causing this concern, you know.
Is that relay replaceable?
Of course.
Is it? It's a dealer item, right?
Well, you're best off to use quality ones.
Well, relay means it's getting power, and whatever it's trying to engage isn't engaging.
Yeah,
and it just depends on if you have an aftermarket alarm in there, or maybe the starter's starting to have an issue.
Yeah. Everything's factory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's factory alarm, but yeah, it's hard to say. It's one of those things. Almost have to hear the exact noise that it's making. But if the relay's clicking, that means it's working. That means whatever it's trying to power is not working.
Yeah, that's
so
what
that's
I meant.
What you got to figure out. So as far as that goes. All right.
Okay. All right. Stay well, gentlemen. And
you too.
Hope we're all alive next Saturday.
Yes, sir. We will be. We will be here for sure. You have a great week. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's grab Ken real quick because I don't want to run out of time. Good morning, Ken.
Oh, good morning. This is I'm a client of yours. I called. I met Paul and you at the Miramar store.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. I have a question about gasoline, okay?
Okay.
And I was reading a popular mechanic magazine, and gasoline has a shelf life, and I was wondering your opinion. I have a container. I keep a gasoline container and, keep in the shed in the backyard. And I use it for, a lawnmower, generator, and those stuff. And
uh-huh.
How long does it half year?
Gotcha.
Or if you keep in the shelf, how long do you think, in your opinion, how long is it good?
Well, gasoline can last a long time, but it's all the additives mm-hmm. in it that run it, to be honest with you. So
okay.
Gasoline these days does not last a long period of time, and especially if you leave it in something that's like carbureted, because it causes the needle and seat to stick and that. Now, fuel injection is a little more forgiving, but it still does gum up the pintles of the injector when you leave really old and you don't run something regularly. So in a gas can itself, you can tell by the smell and the look of it when it turns goes from kind of like a clear yellow to a darker yellow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Then the additives have gone south on you.
Yeah, it depends on the environment too, but
yeah.
3 to 6 yeah. months is usually
max.
What they, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just was wondering, you know, I just use it for, you know, like I said, lawnmower, some gardening equipment, and, you know, maybe generator or something like that. So, you know, I don't use that much. I have a gallon can in my shed. And so, you know, I was wondering whether how long it will.
Yeah, usually I stick to more closer to the 3 month run, that it's about good for that. That's about it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for the question, Ken. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening.
Okay, you're welcome.
Take care.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Always great questions. Yep. Boy, we're running right down. We got a minute left here.
Brendan some was good callers today.
Oh, yeah, and Brendan was beating on the window like a monkey on a cage. So, and I don't want to be mean to monkeys, so, you know. Brendan, you'd make a great monkey.
Thank you very much.
he's like, is that an insult? He's like,
is that...
you were asking, by the way, for next week, very, very quickly, I'll try to read this. Main Street America at Embarcadero Marina Park. That's going to be an event next week. And all the proceeds to that event help the San Diego Center for the Blind.
Nice.
So that will be next week, 10 a.m. to 3. And there's one in Santee in front of Broken Yoke Cafe. And that is to help local charities in Santee specifically. All the proceeds go to that.
Beautiful. Well. So. All right. San Diego and everybody else out there, thanks for joining in Auto Talk. We'll be back next week. Make sure and tune in 7 to 8 a.m. every Saturday. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170. We will definitely catch you next week. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Until then.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.